Ever since I started my condo analysis series across different parts of Singapore, I've been receiving many requests from viewers asking me to analyze condo in other estates. Well, today, I finally arrived in Jurong, an area that I'm very familiar with. For this episode, I'm going to do things a little different. Instead of spending time introducing every condo in details, I will go straight to the key findings. For today's analysis, I selected 6 resale condominiums in the Jurong region. I've also included 2 new launch projects from the same period to provide some market context. Before we begin, pause this video and make your guess. Which condo do you think has performed the worst? And which one has outperformed? This is an interesting way to test your knowledge on the Singapore property market. Here, let's begin. Let us start with the condo that have underperformed. The first one on the list is Midwood. Midwood is a 99 years leasehold condominium launched in 2019, located along Hillview Rise in the Hillview Estate. It consists of 564 units. Back in 2020, it was selling at an average selling price of around 1,006 per square feet. Today, transactions are hovering around 1,900 per square feet, representing a gain of approximately 260 per square feet, or about 16%. Personally, I expect Midwood to perform better. One reason could be the competition within the Hillview area. Many nearby developments are either freehold or 999 years leasehold. As a result, resale buyers have plenty of alternatives, making it more challenging for Midwood to command stronger price growth. Next on the list is Lake Grand. Lake Grand is a relatively new condominium located along Jurong Lake Link, within walking distance to Lakeside MRT station. The lease commenced in 2015 and the development comprised 710 units. So far, it has achieved a capital gain of around 26%, which is respectable but not outstanding. In my opinion, one possible reason is its unit mix. Generally speaking, smaller units tend to experience slower price appreciation in the resale market. Looking at the profitable transaction, it's the larger 3 and 4 bedroom units that have delivered the strongest return. Moving on, we have Lakefront Residence, located next to Lakeside MRT station itself, along Lakeside Drive. It also sits next to the upcoming mixed-use development, Lucia Green. Back in 2020, Lakefront Residence was trending at around 1,003 per square feet. Today, prices are close to 1,767 PSF, translating to a capital gain of roughly 34%. That's a healthy and respectable performance in my opinion. Other major developments have also done reasonably well. Park Oasis along Jurong East Avenue 1 has recorded around 36% growth. Lake Point, despite being the oldest condominium in this comparison, has also achieved approximately 36%. Another mature condo, the Mayfair, has performed even better, registering close to a 38% increase over the same period. Now, let us move to the runner-up. Second place goes to Park Clementis. Located in Clementi, Park Clementis is a massive 1,450 units development with a double 9 years leasehold commencing from 2019. When it was first launched, prices averaged around 1,006 per square feet. Today, resale prices are approximately 2,260 PSF. That's an impressive capital gain of around 39% in just 6 years. It's no surprise that many owners are extremely happy with their investment. And now, the overall champion. The best performing condominium in this analysis is none other than the Lakeshore. The Lakeshore is an 848 units development located directly opposite Lakeside MRT station. It has always been popular among HDB upgraders and co-living operators because of its generous unit size, excellent amenities, near schools, and convenient access to market and daily necessity. Back in 2020, it was trading at only around 1,000 per square feet. I actually mentioned this in one of my earlier videos. I remember asking a friend to buy a unit there. Her reply was, "Alan, why are you asking me to buy such an old condo? It's already so old already. How can it possibly make money?" Unfortunately, she couldn't see the opportunity then. Had she bought it, she could easily have enjoyed close to 48% capital gain today. As I always say, don't rule out older condos. Age alone doesn't determine your investment performance. The savvy investor look at entry and exit price. So that's all for today's analysis. I hope you found this series useful once again. Well, the purpose of this video isn't simply to rank winners and losers. is to help all of us understand why certain condos outperform others so that we can make better and more informed property decision in the near future. The same also apply to my own property investment. Here, if you enjoy this video, don't forget to like, subscribe, and let me know in the comments which estate you would like me to analyze next. Until next time, take care, and I'll see you in the next video.